Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning. This is your boy, Elder Lewis Gray, coming to you once again on another Tuesday. Amen. It is just good to be in the land of the living. And as I say every Tuesday, if the Lord has woke you up this morning, you owe God a praise. For the scripture says, let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. So you owe God a praise today. It is better to be above ground rather than below. So we thank God for you and you. Thank God for you taking time out of your schedule to tune in to another episode here with me, Elder Lewis Gray. I am an elder at our church here in the great city of Cocoa, Florida, located at 16 South Wilson Avenue, where our pastor is none other than the Honorable Pastor Barbara Kimbrough. Amen. At True Pentecostal Community Temple Church here in Cocoa, located on 16 South Wilson Avenue. And if you're ever in the Cocoa area, come out to our services. Our services are as follows. We will be going back to our old schedule. It was kind of affected by the pandemic. So for the past couple of years, we've been beginning church on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 6 p.m. So now it will go back in October to 7 o'clock. Our Bible study nights, it's Tuesday nights, which will be at 7 p.m. And then our Thursday nights youth services will begin at 7 p.m. as well. But our Sunday morning services will stay the same. We'll have our Sunday school at 10 a.m. And then our Sunday morning worship will begin about 11:45-ish. Amen. So again, come out to our services. We come for no other reason than to lift up the name of Jesus. And so sending a shout out to my pastor, Pastor Barbara Kimbrough. Good morning to you as well. Good morning to her husband, President Charlie Kimbrough. Good morning to you, sir. Amen. And good morning to my wife, who is on the job right now, Minister Frieda Gray. Amen. I love you. God is good. Amen. There's no other name, amen, other than the name of Jesus, whereby we must be saved. I don't know about you, amen, but I love the name of Jesus. And for you that are watching by way of Facebook, I haven't been on Tuesdays in a couple of weeks, amen, and that is done purposefully, amen. I don't want to be constantly always in your face, man, so I will appear, amen, when the Lord leads me to be on Facebook. Amen. But I thought the Lord encouraged me today, amen, to tell somebody today that it is well. Amen. It is well. So without further ado, I want to go into the word of the Lord today. Amen. And I will give you what thus saith the Lord. I've already kind of given you, amen, the theme or the subject. Amen. It is well. Amen. It can be found from a very familiar passage of scripture in 2 Kings chapter 4. And I'm going to begin reading into your ear. Amen. Verses 18 down to verses number 23. Amen. Amen. Again, that is 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 18 through 23. Amen. And it says, and when the child was grown, it fell on a day that he went out to his father, to the reapers. And he said unto his fathers, my head, my head. And he said to a lad, carry him to his mother. And when he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees till noon and then died. And she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God and shut the door upon him and went out. And she called unto her husband and said, send me, I pray thee, one of the young men and one of the asses, and that I may run to the man of God and come again. And he said, wherefore wilt thou go to him today? It is neither new moon nor Sabbath. And she said, it shall be well. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The gracious Father, we thank you for blessing me to be able to come before your people just one more time. Use me as a vessel today that I might lift up your name, that I may give you the glory, give you the honor, give you praise. I decrease, Lord, so that you will increase and you alone will get the glory. I thank you for this opportunity. I don't take it lightly that I come before your people and God, and I'm praying that you be with me, because without you, I can do nothing. And without you, I am nothing. And in Jesus' name, I say thank you and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Just for a few moments, I want to tell you, in spite of whatever you're going through in life today, whatever mountains you have to climb, whatever valleys you find yourself in today, I want to tell you today, it shall be well. It is well. And if I were to add a thought to that, I would say, what do you do when it seems like your promise has died? Amen. You ought to still say, it is well. Amen. Me and my wife, we were on Kingdom Purpose Radio the other night, and we were talking from the subject of David. And I preached the word. I preached from that same message on Sunday, this past Sunday. Amen. And I talked about getting it all back. Amen. Sometimes you have to encourage yourself in the Lord. And so the Lord has been dealing with me, amen, to encourage the people. To sometimes you have to encourage yourself. And I brought up many of us know, we know about the little engine that could. Amen. The little engine that could, we know that the childhood tale of how a large train, it gets stuck at the top of the mountain, and three other trains come along and they all give a reason why they can't help. Amen. The other train. But there was this small engine. Amen. That wanted to help the big engine. And on the way up the mountain, he said, I think I can. I think I can. I think I can. Hallelujah. What was he doing? He was encouraging himself. Hallelujah. And I can imagine, amen, I can see him coming down the mountain. Amen. I thought I could. I thought I could. There were times in life that you have to encourage yourself in the Lord. You have to tell yourself that self, it's going to be all right. Amen. We sing a song in church that says, I've got a feeling that everything is going to be all right. Jesus told me it's going to be all right. Jesus told me that everything is going to be all right. And the Holy Ghost done confirmed it, that everything is going to be all right. You got to tell yourself that it's going to be all right. So in our text, we have here a very familiar passage of scripture. It is the Shunammite woman. The Bible says that she was a great woman of God. See, it doesn't matter what people think about you. It doesn't matter what they say about you. It doesn't matter what your situations look like. All that matters is what God says. Amen. And the Bible says that she was a great woman of God. Hallelujah. Too many times we want to get other people's advice. So many times we want to consult with other people with what they think about the situation. It doesn't matter what other people think about it. All that matters is what God thinks about your situation. Amen. She was a great woman of God. And here, Elisha, he was a great prophet. This is not Elijah, amen, the one that was caught up in the whirlwind. This was his protege, and this was his understudy. Amen. Elisha, he was the one that when he saw Elijah, he wanted to follow him. And he wanted a double portion of what Elijah had. In this particular text, amen, Elisha would visit Shunammite, hallelujah, on occasion. And the woman of God would say unto her husband, behold, now I perceive that this is a holy man of God. Amen. See, you don't have to tell people sometime that you're a Christian. You don't have to tell people that you serve God. People will see it in the life you live. They will see it in what you do. The Bible says that we are living epistles, known and read of men daily. People will watch your lives, and they will see if God is in you. Many times you go to funerals and the person that's laying there in the casket, you have to wonder if that is really when the preacher gets up and starts saying all good things about the person that's in the casket, and you know that that person didn't live the life that the preacher was saying, you begin to wonder, if are we talking about the same person? Hallelujah. But see, when people see God in your life every day, amen, nobody has to preach over you and tell other people how good you were. Amen. You are preaching your funeral every single day. And this woman saw Elisha, amen, and perceived that he was a holy man of God. And this is what she wanted to do. She wanted to make him a chamber, a place that he could dwell whenever he came to Shunem, a place that he could stop in, where he could eat, where he could drink. Amen. She said, I pray thee on the wall, let us set him there a bed, a table and a stool and a candlestick. And it shall be when he cometh in, amen, that he can dwell here. He could turn here, hither. Hallelujah. Amen. And they make this bed, amen, and they allow him to stay whenever he's in Shunem. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And because she made space for God, God made space for her. See, a lot of times we miss the blessings of God because we don't allow room for God. We don't allow God in our lives. Hallelujah. But we've got to make space for God. We've got to allow God. We've got to give God our greatest attention. We've got to allow space for God so that we don't miss the move of God. God wants to do so much in so many people's lives, but they don't give God time. They don't allow space for God to dwell in their lives. This woman said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to allow space. I'm going to allow the man of God that whenever he is in the vicinity, he can come and he can dwell. Amen. I'm going to make room for him. Are you making room for the Lord today? Are you making room for him in your life? Are you too busy to make space for God in your life? Amen. Because if you're too busy, amen, you will miss what God is trying to do in your life. Amen. Because this woman allowed God, allowed the man of God, made him a bedchamber that whenever he is in the vicinity, amen, to dwell there. And you know what? In return, because she made space for him, amen, the man of God said, what can I do for you? See, God will never allow you to do more for him than what he will do for you. All you've got to do is allow space in your life for God to operate so that you don't miss the move of God. God wants to do something in your life. God wants to dwell in your life. Hallelujah. Amen. Because she allowed space for God, this man of God said, what do you want me to do for you? This woman was humble. She said, I really don't need you to do anything for me. Amen. I dwell amongst my own people. Hallelujah. Say, I'm good. I'm okay. Hallelujah. But don't you know, God will bless you anyway. God will bless you anyway. He said to his servant Gehazi, said, what can we do for this woman? And Gehazi said, well, she is childless and her husband is old. Amen. And in those days of the Bible, amen, it was not good. People didn't look on you favorably when you didn't have a child. And he told Gehazi, send her in the room. Hallelujah. She came into the room and he promised her, told her, said, at the appointed time, God's going to give you a son. Hallelujah. He's going to give you a child. And the woman thought that he was just playing. Hallelujah. I'm just paraphrasing. Don't play with me like that. Hallelujah. Don't tell me something that you can't do. But can I tell somebody that when God makes a promise to you, it doesn't matter what you're going through. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter what rivers you've got to cross, what mountains you've got to travel. Hallelujah. God's going to do what he said he's going to do. Hallelujah. And it came to pass that this woman had a child just like the man of God said that she was going to have. Glory be to God. She had it. He promised her, and it came. And so where we picked it up on verse number 18, and it says, and when the child was grown, it fell on a day that he went out to his father, to the reapers. I want you to note reapers. Hallelujah. And he said unto his father, my head, my head. And he, being the father, said to a lad, carry him to his mother. And when he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees till noon and then died. And she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God and shut the door upon him and went out. And she called unto her husband and said, send me, I pray thee, one of the young men and one of the asses, that I may run to the man of God and come again. And he said, wherefore wilt thou go to him today? It is neither noon, moon, nor Sabbath. But look what she said. And she said, it shall be well. Hallelujah. Look, her son had died. The very promise that God had promised her, the man of God had promised her, amen, that she was going to have a child. The child is now grown, and the child dies. And look what she does. She doesn't cry. She doesn't moan. Amen. She doesn't say, Lord, I thought you said. But she began to encourage herself. She said, it shall be well. I'm talking to somebody today. You're going through something. Hallelujah. The theme, my thought was, what do you do when it seems like the promise has died? You've got to say, it is well. Hallelujah. You've got to encourage yourself that it's going to be well. Amen. The promise has not died. It just looks like it. Amen. But when God gives you a promise, amen, he's going to bring it to fruition. Amen. I said to notice a little bit when we begin to read the reapers. Look what season it was. You only have reapers whenever it's the reaping season. Hallelujah. The devil is trying to deceive you that what God has promised you has died in your reaping season. But I stop by to tell somebody that is watching by way of Facebook, that is within the sound of my voice on the radio. Hallelujah. It's your reaping season. Don't allow the devil to kill your promise during your reaping season. It's your time to reap. It's your time to have. Glory be to God. It's your time to be the head and not the tail. It's your time to be the lender and not the borrower. It's your time to be healed. Hallelujah. And not be sick. Hallelujah. If you're broke, you got to say I'm rich. Hallelujah. If you're sick, you've got to say I'm well. Hallelujah. It's your reaping season. Don't allow the devil to kill what God has promised you during your reaping season. The Bible says that the power of life and death lies in the tongue. She did not agree with what she saw. Hallelujah. Do not allow what you see to hinder what you believe. Hallelujah. The believer walks by faith and not by sight. These eyes will deceive you. That's why I got on glasses. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Because when I read, hallelujah, what I'm reading, hallelujah, is blurred. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. And so I might read the wrong thing. Hallelujah. Without these glasses. But God says you got to put on the faith glasses, the glasses of faith, because the just shall live by faith. We walk not by what we see, but we walk by faith. Hallelujah. These eyes will deceive you. Hallelujah. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. You know what else he does? He wants to deceive you, to make you believe, hallelujah, that what God said isn't going to come to fruition. But this woman, hallelujah, she spoke it. She said, it shall be well. Hallelujah. It shall be well. Glory be to God. And you know, this is one of my favorite texts in the Bible. Hallelujah. Because she gets on an ass and she takes off. Hallelujah. Amen. And she goes to the man of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She goes to the man of God. What do you do when it seems like your promise has died? What do you do? Hallelujah. Got to get up
Hallelujah. Take your promise back to God. Hallelujah. God, you said, hallelujah, you said that I would be healed. You said that I would be rich. You said that I would have a house. You said that I would have a car. You said that my children would be saved. You said that I would be delivered. Hallelujah. If it seemed like your promises died, take it back to the promise giver. That's what the woman of God was doing. She was going back to the man of God. Hallelujah. And all the while she was going back, she was telling people, it shall be well. It's going to be all right. I said earlier, we sing the song in our church. Hallelujah. I've got a feeling that everything is going to be all right. See, the enemy wants you to be deceived. That he wants you to look at your circumstances. And he wants you to focus and dwell on your circumstance. But God is saying that I want you to dwell on me. I want you to dwell on the promises that I've given you. Where are his promises? It's in his words. In his word, he said that by his stripes, we are healed. Hallelujah. He said that we would be more than conquerors. He said it in his word. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hallelujah. If God said it, we can depend on it. Hallelujah. This man of God promised her, amen, a child. The child came. Hallelujah. The child grew up. Amen. But I want everything that God promised me. God promised me. God said, we receive not because we ask not. Hallelujah. You begin to speak over your life. Begin to say, Lord, hallelujah, give me a long life. Lord, give me this. Lord, give me, if it's within his will, hallelujah, he'll do it. He said that we receive not because we ask not. Maybe if we would just ask. We sing another song that said, just ask. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God wants you to ask. I don't know who I'm talking to today, but I'm telling somebody today, it is well. In spite of what your circumstances look like, it is well. God is a God, amen, that keeps his promises. Hallelujah. And when she gets back to the man of God, glory be to God. Amen. She falls down at him. Hallelujah. And the man of God sees that her spirit is vexed. Amen. And he sends his servant on ahead of him. Hallelujah. And said, lay my staff on him. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Amen. And when his servant gets there, amen. And he lays, amen, the staff on him. Glory be to God. Amen. The child didn't move. Glory be to God. Amen. But Elisha is on his way. Glory be to God. Can I tell somebody, you've been in the storm. You've been in the rain. But help is on the way. Glory be to God. God said that I'm coming. Hallelujah. Get ready. Get ready. I hear the scripture saying that he that will come shall come and will not tarry. He sent his servant ahead of him. Hallelujah. But Elisha was on the way. Glory be to God. I'm talking to somebody today. Amen. Your first prayer didn't do it. Glory be to God. And God is saying, don't give up. Glory be to God. Don't give up. Keep on praying. Help is on the way. And when Elisha gets there, glory be to God, he gets there. Amen. He comes into the house. And the Bible says that the child was dead. Oh, I'm talking to somebody. You've been in a dead situation. But God said, I'm getting ready. I'm getting ready. Amen. To bring life into a dead situation. Oh, I'm talking to somebody. You looked at your situation and it seemed dead. But God said, I'm getting ready to speak a word. I'm getting ready to do something in your life. I'm getting ready to cause things that were dead, and I'm getting ready to bring them back to life. I'm getting ready to bring your promise back to life. I'm getting ready to bring your children back to the house of God. I'm getting ready to bring your health back. I'm getting ready to bring, hallelujah, your finances back. Glory be to God. I'm talking to somebody and I'm telling you today, it is well. And the Bible says that he went in there and he shut the door, amen, upon him and the child, and he prayed unto the Lord, and he went up and laid upon the child, and he put his mouth upon his mouth, and his eyes upon his eyes, and his hands upon his hands, and he stretched upon the child, and the flesh of the child waxed warm. Glory be to God. But the child didn't get up. Oh, God, maybe the first prayer, glory be to God, amen, is just evidence, amen, that God is working, hallelujah, on your behalf, God. But I stop by to tell you that if the first prayer didn't work, amen, you got to go back and pray again. The Bible says, glory be to God, that Elisha then returned. Hallelujah. If you've been praying, amen, and it didn't work, glory be, and it seemed like your promise is still dead, but I stopped by to tell you to return. Go back again and pray to the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible says, then he returned and walked in the house to and fro and went up and stretched himself upon him. And the child sneezed 7 times. And the child opened his eyes. Glory be to God. It took more than one prayer. God is saying that keep on praying. Amen. Keep on seeking me. Hallelujah. Don't give up. The enemy wants you to quit. Amen. He wants you to throw in the towel. He wants you to give up. He wants you to focus on your circumstances. But I'm talking to somebody today. Amen. Don't focus on your circumstance. Amen. But focus on what God says. Focus on his word. Amen. God said that I'm going to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you can even ask or think. Amen. We can't even think. Amen. What God has in store for them that love him. Glory be to God. We've got to understand. Amen. What to do when it seems like the promise dies? We've got to take the promise back to God. Amen. And say, God, you said, hallelujah. And all the while until he shows up, you've got to say it is well. This woman, amen, she didn't give up. She didn't throw in the towel. Amen. When her child died, it died during the reaping season. I'm talking to somebody. It's your reaping season. It's your time to get what God has for you. Don't allow the enemy to kill your promise during your reaping season. Hallelujah. It's time to reap what you have sown. Hallelujah. Amen. You may not have been perfect. Hallelujah. But you've been faithful. And God rewards faithfulness. Hallelujah. He rewards faithfulness. Hallelujah. Amen. You've got to understand. Amen. Don't look at your circumstances. Amen. Even if they look dark, even it look like there's no way out, you've got to say it is well. It is well. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And he opened up the door and he allowed this mother to come back in. And when she came in, she saw her child alive. Amen. The promise that God had promised. Amen. It was now alive. God is saying that I'm going to bring your promises back to life. In Jesus' name, amen. So I'm out of time, but not out of word. Join me again, hallelujah, on next Tuesday at 11:30. Amen. God has a word for you. Amen. It is well.
We here at True Pentecostal Community Church invite you out to our services, which are as follows. On Sunday morning, our Sunday school services begin at 10 a.m. Our Sunday morning services begin at 11:40. And due to the COVID-19, our weekday services begin at 6 p.m., which our Bible studies are on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. And our youth services are on Thursdays at 6 p.m. as well. And we trust that you'll come out and have a high time and worship the Lord with us. Our church is located at 16 South Wilson here in the great city of Cocoa, Florida. You be blessed throughout the week. I remember when the choir